Research just published from the Victor Chang Cardiac Research Institute in Sydney has made an important finding that one day might help to heal broken hearts. Professor Richard Harvey is Deputy Director of the Victor Chang Institute.
We believe we've discovered a new population of stem cells in the adult heart, which we think is likely to be very important in maintaining the integrity of the heart during normal aging and also in processes that help to repair the heart after a heart attack or during heart failure.
Now, these are not what they call embryonic stem cells. These are not stem cells that you pick up from the embryo. These are so-called adult stem cells. These are cells that sit in the heart and turn into heart muscle.
That's right. An adult stem cell is unlike an embryonic stem cell, which is really there to build the embryo in a reliable and predictable way every time. An adult stem cell is sitting there poised to respond to a number of different stimuli and help in repair scenarios and just repair also of wear and tear.
And this stem cell was known, but nobody thought that it was actually residing in the heart.
Cells very similar to this cardiac stem cell have been known to exist in the bone marrow. Over the years, we've come to know that similar sorts of cells might be quite widespread in the body, but this is the first time that they've been characterised in the heart.
Because some people have been trying bone marrow cells to repair the heart, haven't they?
That's right.
And how come you've found it and others haven't? Brute intelligence?
Brute intelligence, I think. This is a very fast-moving field, and we are developmental biologists, and we're good at tracking the lineages of cells through development in the adult. As it turned out, we captured a stem cell that's very similar to the one that was originally defined in bone marrow, and something similar probably exists throughout the body in all soft tissue and solid organs.
So where to from this study? I mean, what happens next in terms of translating this into something that's meaningful for people with heart disease?
Look, our study makes two points. As basic scientists, we firstly define the cells and define them as stem cells using laboratory assays. But then we asked, do these cells come from the bone marrow? Because the bone marrow is known to be a reservoir of cells that can be called to sites of injury when needed to participate in repair processes. So, for example, if in a myocardial infarction, in a heart attack, many cells from the bone marrow are mobilised into the blood and they track to the heart and they take up residence and they participate in repair processes. So the first question we wanted to know was whether these cells come from the bone marrow, and the answer is no, they don't. They're a unique type of cell. The second question was whether they came from the heart itself, and by that I mean whether they arise in the developing animal way back in the fetus where the heart first comes into being from a very small group of progenitor cells. And the answer to that question, using our special lineage tracing techniques, is yes, these cells do arise in the very early heart progenitor population.
So they're part and parcel of development, in a sense, from the fetus on.
Exactly. They've been in the heart and dedicated their attentions to the heart throughout all of life, basically. So this allows us to think differently about how we might use those cells or augment their functions, knowing we're not interested in stimulating the bone marrow to deliver them as a package. We're more interested in what they do in the heart and how we might stimulate repair after a heart attack.
And presumably that works in the future.
That work's going to be in the future. We're interested now in defining the same cells in the human and starting to think how we might use them for therapies in humans.
So given that there's an epidemic of heart failure, heart muscle failure in the population at the moment with aging and people surviving heart attacks, you don't know yet whether these stem cells clap out as we age.
We actually do know that they're compromised during ageing, like many stem cells are, although we believe that they can actually be rejuvenated, if you like.
How? I
think a lot of the problem with the demise of stem cells with ageing might actually be the environment, not so much the stem cells themselves. We think that they may not be irreversibly compromised and that certain factor treatments, either in a dish or in a whole animal, can, you know, restore them to their, almost to their youthful state. So we're working on that. It's a hypothesis. We're working on that hypothesis. And we look beyond cell therapy. There's a lot of activity right now in the area of cell therapy where you take stem cells out, grow them in a dish and put them back into a diseased organ.
Whereas you're talking about manipulating the cells themselves.
So that's correct. So we're looking somewhat more to the future, to regeneration therapies where you might want to restore, rejuvenate and activate stem cells that already exist in the organ, even though there's been disease in that organ.
So don't take the plane to Poland or Germany for your cell therapy just yet.
That's right. That's right.
Professor Richard Harvey is Deputy Director of the Victor Chang Cardiac Research Institute in Sydney.